So, in a 2026 automotive market that's basically defined by complex software and, rolling computers, I mean, you might expect the reliability awards to go straight to the latest Silicon Valley startups.
Right, that's the usual assumption these days.
Exactly. But we're looking at a new document today that proves a legacy giant is actively, well, stealing the crown back. So, welcome to today's custom-tailored deep dive just for you.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one today.
It really is. We're zeroing in on a very brief, but highly impactful excerpt. It's titled Chevrolet Ascendant, the 2026 Vehicle Dependability Report.
And our mission here is to just quickly extract the core insight regarding the 2026 automotive landscape, right?
Spot on. We want to know what this actually means for consumer trust. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
The core finding from our source text is like just a single sentence, but it's a heavy hitter.
Oh, definitely.
The J.D. Power 2026 Vehicle Dependability Study has officially placed Chevrolet among the top brands.
Which, I mean, it's an aggressive title for what is essentially just a data release.
Right.
It immediately sets a very specific expectation before you even, see the numbers.
Yeah, and I actually have to push back a little on the phrasing here. I mean, Chevrolet Ascendant, it sounds less like a dry corporate data release and more like, I don't know, a cinematic comeback story.
Oh, for sure. Or like an athlete hitting their absolute prime.
Yes, exactly that. So I have to ask, does the specific use of the word ascendant, especially when paired with this JD Power ranking, imply like a significant upward trajectory and newfound momentum?
Or is it just maintaining the status quo?
Right. Like, isn't that just clever marketing spin for, hey, we made a decent car this year?
Well, what's fascinating here is that it definitely sounds like spin at first glance.
Totally.
But in the auto industry, J.D. Power, it isn't just some casual consumer poll. I mean, it is the absolute gold standard for reliability metrics.
Wow, really, the gold standard.
Yeah, you simply cannot fake your way to the top of that list, period.
Okay, so it's the real deal then.
It is. And hitting top-tier dependability at Chevrolet's massive scale, it isn't like a boutique chef making, one perfect meal.
Right, because they're making millions of them.
Exactly. It's like a global fast food franchise ensuring 1 million burgers taste exactly the same worldwide. It's a massive triumph of scale and standardizing manufacturing for 2026.
Oh, I see. So it's basically a proof of concept across their entire assembly line.
Yes, precisely.
They aren't just getting lucky on a single flagship model. They've somehow figured out how to replicate that quality everywhere.
Right. Achieving this top brand placement, it signals a major systemic victory in manufacturing consistency.
Which has to be incredibly hard right now.
Oh, it's exponentially harder today than it was even 10 years ago, just due to the sheer complexity of modern vehicles.
Yeah, all the software and sensors.
Exactly. So conquering that at a massive scale, well, it validates the Ascendant title. They're proving they can successfully navigate all those complexities without, sacrificing dependability.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But winning an award is, I mean, it's just a trophy on a shelf at the end of the day.
So.
For you listening right now, the real story is what this signals about the broader automotive market.
Exactly. Because if you are tracking market trends or studying corporate turnarounds, or honestly, even just thinking about your own vehicle's reliability in 2026,
Yeah, which a lot of people are.
right. This concise finding, it shifts the entire narrative.
How so?
It demonstrates how legacy automakers are currently positioning themselves at the very top of the dependability charts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're proving that decades of legacy experience plus massive manufacturing scale can actually translate into high-tech reliability.
It really is a fascinating pivot for a legacy brand to master that transition so well.
It really is a huge achievement.
Absolutely. But it leaves us with a lingering question for you to explore on your own today.
Right, a little food for thought.
Yeah. This report clearly crowns Chevrolet as a top brand for dependability today. But as the very definition of a car continues to evolve, becoming more like a rolling software platform than a traditional machine.
Yeah, that's the big shift.
Right. How will these ascendant brands redefine what it actually means to be truly dependable in the years to come?